This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msvnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
Let's talk some college football with Pete Futek, collegefootballnews.com, who joins us now. Pete, what's up, man? Welcome in.
Lakers are a seventh seed. It shows you how much I've been paying attention to the NBA. Aren't they supposed to be good again? Or I know everyone's hurt, but okay, let's go. NBA playoff time. Now it's time to watch.
Yeah, look, they won the championship last year, Pete. I think a lot of people have bowed out of the NBA recently.
Apparently some Lakers.
You know, it's the regular season. Look, it's the same thing like the NHL. I didn't even know the NHL was really happening, but now that the playoffs are on, let's go. And, you know, it ties into college football, too, because you have all these, you know, every sports league now outside of the NFL, you just don't need to watch the regular season because the playoffs are so long and they're so good that the regular season's the new preseason. And so, okay, great. Now it's time to watch NHL. Now it's time to watch NBA because it's just when it's fun. That's what you don't really want to have in the college football playoff expansion world is to screw up the regular season. I don't think that's going to happen once it does happen, but that is an argument for the other side.
All right, collegefootballnews.com, you did an interesting exercise where you gave us realistic year one expectations for new coaches and realistic five-year expectations. Lance, was there one coach that jumped out at you? I don't want to step on your toes here. You mentioned earlier.
A guy I wanted to throw out, and in retrospect, did a pretty good job at Arkansas, Brett Bielema, okay. Now at Illinois. I don't know if a lot of people recognize that he is back in the Big Ten, a guy that had a lot of success at Wisconsin. He was in the Big Ten 2006, Big Ten Coach of the Year. You point that out. He won three Big Ten championships. Now he takes over a difficult program in Illinois. We saw Ron Turner have a little success there. Lovie Smith seemed like he was turning a corner a little bit, but never to the degree that, you know, Ron Zook had him in a Rose Bowl. But Brett Bielema at Illinois, I mean, realistically for you, what can he do there?
Well, the problem with what Bielema did at Arkansas is he changed being Brett Bielema. And look, I love the idea of trying to replicate Wisconsin. If you're Arkansas, if you're Illinois, you know, you're not going to get the same guys that Ohio State and Alabama are going to get. So you got to have a differentiating factor, and that's what's made Wisconsin. Wisconsin is that they're not getting the five-star guys, but over time, they've put together this system where, all right, we're going to get these really good offensive linemen. We're going to build them up. We're going to power running game. And when Bielema was at Wisconsin, it was just basically what the Badgers do, control the clock. Just absolutely own the time of possession battle, own the turnover battle, don't commit penalties, don't screw up, and just control every game. And he sort of half tried that at Arkansas, and then they flipped and they started winging it around, and they didn't really build it up the way it needed to be built up. Illinois, the problem under Lovie Smith was that they were in a constant rebuilding program. They were always trying to find the, you know, new guys, and you know, they would always get like one or two really good recruits to get everyone excited, but they just didn't have the full base of talent there on a regular level. He's going to have to come up with one system and one style and build it up and make it his. And I do think replicating what Wisconsin did, especially in the Big Ten West, he can do that at Illinois. It's just going to take some time.
We'll get to Brian Harsin. But I want to touch on former Alabama offensive coordinator, now Texas head coach Steve Sarkisian. Here is what Pete Futek and collegefootballnews.com said are year one expectations. Play for the Big 12 championship and look a year away. When you look at them, you say they're a year away from being a playoff contender. In 5 years, you would like to see him win two Big Tens, beat Oklahoma three times, and be in one playoff. That is a lot to ask of Sark, but it is a big job in Texas.
And it's asking a lot, not enough, actually, as you read it off. It's Texas. You know, it's not like they're in the SEC West or the Big Ten East. The Big 12 is just not very good. You know, you have, you know, obviously Oklahoma's a killer. Obviously Oklahoma State's going to be really good every year, and there's going to be a TCU here and, you know, an Iowa State there. But Texas is the anchor tenant of that conference. It is the biggest dog on the block. It's the richest program. They make more money than everyone else. They have all the facilities. They are Texas recruiting-wise. They are bound by absolutely nothing. in that conference, that program has to be the star of the show, if not just, you know, right there with Oklahoma every single year. And so there's no excuse. There is absolutely nothing there why this program cannot be on a national title level. So the expectation for Sarkisian or any Texas head coach is to not just win a Big 12 title and be good, but it's to be a player in the college football playoff on a regular basis. And at the very least in his first year, it's got to look like they're on the path. It's got to look like, okay, we can see it now. This is going to be the hot place for recruits to go. We can see that in the near future, this is going to be a program that's going to go, you know, have that year where it goes 12-1 and goes to the college football playoff. You know, it's asking a lot of anybody, to your point. It's asking too much to say, hey, be Alabama or be Clemson. That takes just a ton of luck to go along with having the talent and everything else in the infrastructure. But, again, there are a few programs that have everything there for them, and Texas is certainly one of them.
Well, let's jump into the SEC first year, guys, and let's start with Josh Heupel at Tennessee. Pete, I will say this. I love your website. Love you. You've been coming on our show for over 15 years, but you are completely insane when you go realistic expectation over the next 5 years for Josh Heupel. You've got bowl games in all five seasons, two SEC East championships, and an SEC title, which would put them in a college football playoff. Tennessee is light years away from winning an SEC title.
Yes, but they got to get there in the next 5 years. I mean, look, they went to bowl games under Butch Jones. They went to, I mean, they're, again, Tennessee's right there with Texas. You know, they're absolutely no excuse, bound by nothing, have so much money and facilities and the will to be Georgia, to be Florida, to be right up there. Again, being Alabama, again, takes luck. But you just, to go along with, you know, having the right guy. But at the very least, Tennessee, yeah, go to a bowl game every single year. There is absolutely no reason why this former superpower of a program, which has everything at its disposal, should not at least go 7-5 over each of the next 5 years. That is not a lot to ask, because now, you know, you've got the non-conference schedule that's going to give you the wins. You're supposed to beat Vanderbilt. You're supposed to beat Kentucky. You're supposed to come up with a win here and there against the Florida and Georgia. So if you're Tennessee, again, build it back up. I actually thought the 1 year under Lane Kiffin kind of showed the 1 year that Josh Heupel sort of has to have, where it looks like, okay, here we go. We could see something that could be building here. And just like Sarkisian at Texas, in year one, it just has to look like there's going to be an offensive differentiating factor here. That all of a sudden Georgia and Florida have to be like, uh-oh, this guy's going to build up, at the very least, an offense that's going to put up 40 points a game, and we're going to have to contend with that, even if it's not at the level of national championship quite yet.
Pete Futek, collegefootballnews.com, with us on the Ultra Organic Seltzer Hotline. We're looking at his realistic year one and five-year expectations for all the first-year coaches. Let's get to Auburn's Brian Harsin. Here's what you say in year one you would like to see him do. Winning season. I'm with you there. Bowl game. If you've got a winning season, you go to a bowl game. Still alive in the West in November. It gets a little more difficult. Beat Alabama, which, yeah, it's at Jordan-Hare. That's where Auburn has won those. In 5 years, you expect him to win an SEC championship, win the West twice, and beat Alabama twice. You know, I'm kind of with you on everything. I think asking him to beat Alabama year one might be, we'll have to see. Games in November, obviously. Feels like a lot right now, though.
Hey, wait. Considering where you live, you and I could be the head coach of Auburn, and our expectation would be beat Alabama. That's
a good point. It is. We're only asking for an expectation. That's true.
I'm saying it's the article's more based on fan expectations and what's reasonable. And Auburn isn't necessarily reasonable, but it's a you know better than anybody. It's a strange fan base and program in that, to the outside world, it's like, gosh, how the heck do you compete with Alabama? You can't. I mean, Alabama is just a historic outlier, just a monster under Nick Saban. And yet, old Gus, you know, Gus Malzahn, he came up with a few wins here and there, including in his first year. I'm not saying they're going to beat Alabama this year, but if I'm a Brian Harsin fan, I know the Auburn faithful. We're looking for a bigger name. I never understood why they wanted Hugh Freeze other than that he's Hugh Freeze. But Harsin's a successful coach. give him a little bit of time, and it should be all right. But again, you know, Auburn's one of those programs that they know national title success. They've seen wins over Alabama. But at the same time, you know, the expectation all the time is win the SEC championship. And that's not necessarily reasonable or rational in that division, in that conference, but that's where the expectation is set. So at the very least, if you're Brian Harsin in Auburn, you got to, with the schedule they have this year, there's no excuse not to at least go bowling. And just the goal is win one or two of those big games, you know, which is going to be tougher this year because Ole Miss is going to be a whole lot better. I can't imagine Mississippi State not being a little bit better. But get to the early to mid-November with the hope that, you know what, there's a chance. If we can, you know, win the next couple games and shock Alabama, that all of a sudden this could be a special season. All you want is hope in this first year going into November, but at the same time building things up. So like all first-year coaches, make it look like, okay, we can see the future, and yeah, year two through four, you know, that's when we're going to really start rolling here.
Pete Futek joins us here on the Jacks Roundtable. Pete, you mentioned Gus Malzahn. He takes over at Central Florida. You can make an argument, best Group 5 program over the last 5 years. Do you like the fit, Gus in Orlando, and what is your expectation?
Love it. Love everything about it. I will be interested to see how he does with this because, again, Auburn with the expectations, you can't be Alabama. And I just kind of – he was really – for all intents and purposes, Malzahn was good at Auburn. Obviously, not good enough, but he, you know, he did the impossible. He beat Nick Saban a few times. He got his team, you know, to a couple SEC championship games. He was okay for Auburn. What he didn't do, though, and I'm talking to you guys, no better than anybody, is that the offense that looked so unbelievable in his first year and his offensive style just didn't maintain to the point where it was just flat stagnant over the last few years. Now you're going to a program that knows what it's like to hang 50 points a game on the board and just say, okay, we're going to go. We get off the bus with 500 yards of total offense. That offense has got to work at UCF. It's a program that's been proven that you can win very big things there. And I just kind of think it's a big hire. There's a big name guy who, if he took the Illinois job, we wouldn't have been shocked. You know, if he took, you know, if he took Texas, we, you know, we'd be like, okay, that's a little extreme, but okay, we wouldn't be too stunned. And he's at UCF. So it's a big hire for UCF, and let's see what he does with it.
All right, he is Pete Futek. You can read this article, collegefootballnews.com, collegefootballnews.com, and follow Pete on Twitter at Pete Futek. Thank you very much for the time, Pete. Always great talking with you.
You guys have a good one. Have a good day.
All right, take care. Pete with us on the Ultra Organic Seltzer Hotline. Zero sugar, zero carbs, only 80 calories. Try cucumber, lime, peach, pear, or spicy pineapple.